This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com. This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex. I'm your host, Francesca Gentile. And with me today is Reverend Ayana Mojica. Ayana has a master's in fine arts and is a Renaissance woman. She's a spiritual teacher, artist, alchemist, and healer. She transformed from being a traditional ordained minister within the Christian church and now serves as a mystical minister of metaphysics and sacred sexual alchemy. She really facilitates the highest caliber of heart-centered events, offers international workshops and sacred journeys, and is soon to be published in her book, Deep Treasures, Transmuting Your Relationship Between Sex and Money. Welcome, Ayana.
Hello, hello. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm honored to be your guest for your show today, Francesca.
Well, I'm delighted because that topic of transforming our relationship between sex and money is so important, and it's always important, but especially at times in the world and times of culture when it's up, when we feel challenged by it. And this has been one of those times. And what I would love for you to speak a little bit about is, how did you get started on this path of transmuting the relationship between, you know, of sex and money? And what are we transmuting it from and to?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a big topic there, but
Well, as my bio says,
I was a traditional Christian minister in the traditional church, and before I became married to the man I was married to, who was a minister as well, sex was okay. Sex was just a natural thing that I experienced. But then I became a minister and born-again Christian and became celibate because I was taught that sex out of marriage was not okay. And I knew that when I got married, then I could have sex freely. Well, I met this man who was a minister and committed to serving God. And in the 10 years of marriage, we had sex only five times. And so I was very, very disturbed by that, but I was very committed to the marriage, very committed to serving God. And then he decided to leave me because he said I wasn't fun anymore. So after him leaving me, I thought I would just go on and continue to serve God in the ministry. I'd been invited all over the world to teach and preach. And one day, as I was going down the hill of my canyon home, all of a sudden, my whole body lit up in what I call a sacred sexual and just burning up with fire, and what people call the kundalini energy, sexual energy. And every day for a month, as I went down that hill, this energy would just fire up and go from my genitals all the way up to my head, and I would experience this incredible bliss. But at the same time, I thought it was funny. I said, God, this is not funny. I'm going to serve you for the rest of my life. I can't have sex out of marriage. And what do I do with this? This is not funny. And so I began this long process of questioning my sexuality. And what do I do with my sex if I'm a woman who's committed to serving God on the missionary field and committed to not ever having sex again out of marriage? And so in my quest and reading text from actually a Native American elder woman, I saw that sexuality was good. It was okay. And then Oprah, thank God for Oprah. I saw a program on TV where she had a guest and they were saying that sex is good and it's very healthy and you need it in your life. And so I began to explore my sexuality just in my thinking about it and exploring my own body through self-pleasure. And that that experience there gave me the belief that our sexuality is our birthright, that it is okay to have sex, that this wonderful body is just created to experience all this joy and pleasure. And so then, from that experience, I began to explore my relationship between sex and money. Because when I was single, I was a very powerful woman. I could generate all the income I wanted to generate and have a wonderful, you know, vibrant sexual life. But when I was in relationship, in a marriage, or living with someone, my finances dramatically decreased. So that was how I began to explore and why I began to explore the relationship between sex and money. And when I did my own exploration, I began to hold workshops for women only and for men only to find out what their experiences have been around the topic of the relationship between sex and money. And now, after several years, I'm writing a book on it.
That, you know, what a story. I've just been in awe for a moment there of this journey that I think a lot of us can really relate to. Of it's, we're taught what we're taught. We're going the way we're going. It's all normal because we're not questioning it. It's just the way we were taught by our parents or church or culture or whatever, temple, whatever way we did. And then there's this point, often it is, in the shamanic world, they call it that crisis, that kind of spiritual crisis, which is sometimes a bodily crisis. Sometimes it's the loss of a marriage or the betrayal of a trust, where in some way, the way that we've been thinking is shaken or shattered, and we begin to question. And then there's that moment where the doors open, seek and you shall find, ask and the questions will be answered. It's that inquiry that literally forms our lives. Our life, our path is formed by the kinds of questions that we ask. So we begin to ask questions, and little by little, the universe answers. It begins to inform us. And what I hear is that it began to inform you ultimately with this surprise in your body, like almost out of nowhere, as you're inquiring, how can I be sexual and spiritual in a way that's whole and holy? This awakening comes to the body as an answer, and yet that now there's more questions. Now there's now what? And then that next step, so we have inquiry as a step, and then we have bringing our own love and joy and pleasure home to our bodies. And really, in sacred sexuality around the world, in every text or archaeological shard that you can find, there's this coming into a deeply spiritual self-love and blessing and connection to the life force, the pleasurable life force in the body. And then there's that next step where suddenly you're asking about relationship and money. And I want to find out more about that next step. And also we'll talk about how people can integrate some of this into their lives and practice it when we come back from a break and a word from our fabulous sponsors who we encourage you to support because it allows shows like this to keep coming to you. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex and now the soul of sex and money with the Reverend Ayana Mojica, Masters in Fine Arts of Renaissance Woman, spiritual teacher, alchemist, and healer, with a soon-to-be-published book, Deep Treasures Transmuting Your Relationship to Sex, Between Sex and Money. And we were right there before our commercial break, that sense of men and women experiencing that when they're in relationship, they're, instead of being more successful, more prosperous, that some of us experience being less successful and less prosperous. And sometimes we hear that from men, but we're also hearing you speak of it from women, is that male or female, there can be a way that we're relating to money, relationship, sexuality that actually depletes us when those show up together. Could you say a little bit more about what is that wounding? Where does it come from? And then we'll look after that at how we transmute it.
Excellent. Yes. Well, in my research, I have found that both men and women experience kind of an imbalance or an energy drain in either the area of sex or money. So whether you're single or whether you're in relationship, but where it shows up in relationship a lot is either one area or the other area is depleted or not in balance or not perking at its highest point that it could possibly perk at. And that's because what I've found is these, what I call limiting beliefs that we come into relationship. We come into relationship with these limiting belief systems that come from our culture, from our family, from religion, from when you're in the womb. And so we come with these beliefs and about sex, or we come with these beliefs about money that we saw or heard or actually experienced. And some of them work. Some of those beliefs work really well, and they work really well for us when we're single, whether it's in the area of sex or money. But some of those do not work. And most relationships that I've seen and most people that I've worked with, there is an unbalance in one of those areas, and especially shows up when they're in relationship. I've interviewed men who do well with money until they get into a relationship, and then all of a sudden the money is being drained, or there's an unbalance or wounding around the sexual area. And so it happens. It can happen with men. It can happen with women. It can happen in relationship, and especially really, really blows up or starts showing in relationship. And they say that with divorce, many of the divorces, the three top areas why people divorce has to do with either communication, sex, or money. And when one of those areas are out of balance, then, and especially during stressful times like these, that's where it really, really shows up. And
if you were just getting by before, when the stress level goes up, it's really going to show where there's those fractures or there's those depletions around our beliefs around sex and money and or a lack of skill in communication. Would you mind telling us what some of those most common limiting beliefs might be around sex and or around money?
Here's one of my favorite ones that I've heard a man say: "No money, no honey. If you don't have the money, you're not going to get the honey." I thought that's my favorite one. Women don't feel good enough, or sex is bad, or it's not healthy for men. I've heard men say things like, Sex out of marriage is not good or healthy, or I'm trying to think of some other. I have a whole list of those, of these.
And I think, you know, what you're pointing to around sex, we're kind of talking a little bit more about sex, but I think it's equal about money. You know, money is the root of all evil. You can't serve God in money. Yeah. You know, things like that, these limiting beliefs. I want to invite our listening audience to try on like you would try on a coat. Throw it away if it's not fitting, but try it on like it might be a great new way to look at this, is that what we have thought of as true about sex or about money may be a coat that no longer fits, maybe something that, you know, whoever told it at the time or wrote it down in whatever book was trying to give some good and sage advice, but it may no longer serve us. It may be a coat that we've outgrown. And when Ayana and I we have these little private conversations before we get on, you know, the show with you, we were speaking of this fact that in our world, there's so many things that could be sacred, you know, gardening or children or love or, you know, that we consider sacred. And then somehow we leave sex and money outside the sacred. We say, well, all of this is sacred, but sex and money are not. And one of the questions that I often ask is there anywhere where God is not? So if the divine is, in fact, everywhere and anywhere, then couldn't sexuality and our relationship to money, in fact, be sacred? So we're shifting, even in asking that question, we're shifting from it's limited, it's negative, it's bad, we can't get it, we only need money, we need money to get it, but money is bad too, or whatever version that is, to what if it could be sacred? How can we bring it into the sacred? So I'd love to say that question to you, because I know you're dwelling on this, and this is that gorgeous book that I can hardly wait to get my hands on.
Thank you.
Is how do we shift those limiting beliefs and bring sexuality and money back into the sacred?
Beautiful. Thank you so much. The shifting happens first when we're very clear about what it is that is driving us or motivating us in these areas, because thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. So we have these underlying thoughts that are driving us, and we're not sure. So when we are very consciously aware of what we're believing and what is driving us around sex, around money, then we can look and see what works and heighten that, and then we can look and see what is not working and begin to heal that and allow that to be healed. And one of the ways that some of the tools that I use for healing that for myself and also for clients or students who come to me is one of them is actually our sexual energy, that both sex and money is energy. Everything is energy. So if it's all energy, and for your listeners, the second chakra, or the second energy center, is where they say our sexuality and our money are both in that area. So we can heal those areas, that area there, through with our sexual energy, with transmuting our sexual energy, with bringing that energy up into our heart, up into our pineal gland, letting that energy just flow through our bodies and feeling all the pleasure and the delight, feeling the strength that comes from that beautiful bliss and orgasmic energy and waves of delight, then we can feel the pleasure and allow the healing to come. So one of the things that I do is teaching, first of all, how to transmute that energy. I also use what's called emotional freedom technique, the EFT technique, which is tapping out energy beliefs that are stuck in our bodies and clearing that. I also use breath. We use breath. We use movement. I don't use the traditional therapeutic model, but I refer people to therapists. I also use the arts in helping people to uncover the layers that may be driving that are no longer working. And then I help them tap into the beautiful field of possibilities and access a symbol that would symbolize and can be energized to create this new thought form, this new belief system. And they begin to create that on with art, and then use that symbol. They see it every day. They have a new affirmation to replace the old ones that were driving them before. Now they've been cleared. They're healing. Now they use this new affirmation to bring that in, not only to them for themselves, but when they're in partnership. So now they're using the alchemy of the sacred sexual energy, the alchemy of breath, the alchemy of the arts, the alchemy of this new symbol and these new affirmations, integrating all that to change and allow the energy of sex and the energy of money to come up to a higher vibration, and then beginning to see that it's all about energy, and we bring it up higher and higher and higher and create a new paradigm, a new way of being for ourselves personally, and then when we're in relationship. It's very powerful when you're in relationship to clear this and to heal it and to balance it and bring it to a higher form.
you know, such a blessing to the world if we can do it with ourselves and especially in relationship. And just to review really quickly, I love that you said our thoughts lead to our feelings. We often feel that our feelings come first, but our thoughts lead to our feelings. Our feelings and thoughts lead to our actions, and our actions lead to results. So when we start to change our thoughts and our feelings, we're changing actions, we're changing results. We're literally creating a new world. And you said step one was to bring those limiting beliefs into awareness. We are going to invite our listening audience. You may want to make some lists of, you know, what have I been told about sex or about money? Also led groups where we've done this. It's very illuminating to find out what those beliefs are that are back hidden back there. And then once you're aware of them, to recognize that they can be changed, working with a professional, yourself, your wonderful Ayana would be a choice for you. And then also working with creating a new vision, a simple symbol that locks in this new vision and belief, having new affirmations. And then if we're in partnership doing all of this, how exciting to do this with a partner, making our list of limiting beliefs together, creating a new vision together, a new relationship symbol that when we're in states of pleasure, either by ourselves or with another, we can focus that energy of arousal into that symbol, into that affirmation, and literally create a new world for ourselves. So we're going to be coming back with more, oh, it's so good, of how to do this right after a break and a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex and the soul of money today with the amazing teacher, Reverend Ayana Mojica. I love that name. It's so gorgeous. Who is about to publish a book, Deep Treasures, Transmuting Your Relationship Between Sex and Money. And I love these steps that you're giving us. And I want more. There's just not enough of this discussed in the culture and how we get out of these kind of trapped places in our heads around sex and money. So we've got about 8 minutes left. What gems would you like to share with us?
Well, I would like to share, and thank you, Francesca. I love how you bring it all very clear, make it all very clear for your audience, and thanks for the questions and the leading and guiding. You're fabulous at what you do. I would like to just emphasize a little bit more about the transmuting of the sexual energy and how that is just such a powerful tool for us, especially during this time. So, and with our own personal bodies, through different exercises that I'm not able to go through right now, but there are different exercises and practices that we can use, that wonderful, juicy, pleasurable, joyful, orgasmic energy to raise our own energy up higher. And when we have a very clear vision of where we want to go, or a clear vision of this new way of being sexually, a new way of creating this cash flow, or what we want to see happen in our lives around abundance and money, actually use that beautiful orgasmic energy to what I call potentize our vision. And so this is a practice that we can really tap into this beautiful creative life force to actualize what we want for ourselves personally. And this is so powerful for couples to be able to actualize what they want in the relationship sexually, in their romantic relationship, and what they would like to experience for themselves in the area of abundance and wealth. And so that's one thing. And I just want to share a personal a testimony of a client that I've been working with. He's a single male, and he came to me because he wanted to really make a shift in his as far as relationships, and with money. And he's been doing pretty well. He's a professional man, a systems engineer, but he wanted a beloved in his life, and he also wanted to increase his income. So I coached him on, first of all, getting very clear on what he wants in these both of these areas, and also to help him to see what the limiting beliefs were. And we did some healing energy work around the limiting beliefs so that could be cleared. But then I coached him on how to transmute, how to use what they call sex magic, or how to use sexual alchemy, and a simple foundational practice. And he began to practice that, and he wanted a love in his life. Well, within 30 days, he calls me up. He says, guess what? This woman that it seems perfect for me, she contacted me, and she wants to be in relationship with me, and it just seems so ideal, and it just seems perfect. We have so much in common. So now he's in relationship with this person. And then 2 days ago, he emails me. He says, I am moving into a $1 million home in La Jolla and starting a new business with in the area of engineering. And so his whole, this all happened in 2 months. And this is the power of not only getting clear about your relationship between sex and money and what are the underlying beliefs, but then healing it, clearing it, and transmuting it.
So anything is possible when we take on shifting, and I think this is so beautiful. Many of us listening even now, and I've gone through this myself in the last year, go through times of suffering. We go through loss, job loss, relationship loss, financial loss, deaths in our life. That is a part of life. And there's this opportunity under crisis, the Chinese I Ching, for change is actually crisis and opportunity. It has two little icons within it, crisis and opportunity. And so there's this opportunity under crisis to have what's underneath come to the surface. Those limiting beliefs become more easy to list and look at because they're in our heads constantly. I'll never make it. I'll never find someone to love. I don't have enough money to be lovable. I'm not talented enough to have money. That all those limiting beliefs are so loud in our heads is the perfect time to really capture them and then to revise them, transmute them, transform them, revitalize them, and to bring that life force energy, that literally that energy of pleasure and arousal to ourselves. And if we have a beloved, to our beloved. And in doing that and empowering our vision for what we want instead of the complaints of what we don't want with our erotic energy itself, magic happens within a very short period of time, like 2 months. I thank you so much, Ayanna, for coming on the show and sharing this possibility for miracles, which we all need right now in our world today.
Thank you.
And how would people find you? How would they contact you to work with you? And do you work nationwide?
Yes, I do work nationwide and international. I get calls internationally as well. And you can visit my website at www.ayannamojica.com. That's AYANNAMOJICA.com. My phone number is 949-395-3359. I would love it if you visited my website. I'm very, just feel very tender, especially towards the couples, to help you really energize and strengthen your relationships. And I do have a special on my website when you visit, a special for the deep treasures, exploring your dynamic relationship between sex and money and then transmuting it. And so if you visit my website, there will be a special on there that you can take advantage of, and I would love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Ayanna, for joining us on the show today. And I want to thank you, our listening audience, for being those people of heart, of spirit, who are transmuting your relationship to sex, to money, to relationship itself, to bring forth a world of peace and harmony and beauty. If you want to learn more about Ayanna, myself, see our pictures, find out more about our services, you can do that. Get the transcripts from the show. You can do that at www.personallifemedia.com. That's www.personallifemedia.com. Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.